Hey, Dr. Nick, let me ask a simple question because I have a hard time reading the last name. How do you pronounce your last name?
That's why everybody calls me Dr. Nick. They don't. It's Van ter Heyden, but I'm known in the industry in part because of the difficulty with the name as Dr. Nick.
Okay, so it's Dr. Nick Van ter Heyden, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to try again. When I saw the name, I said to myself, is this an MD or a PhD?
No, I'm a real doctor. I'm an MD.
Oh, what did you specialize in?
Emergency medicine.
The abstract I have from you is you're talking about incremental and exponential innovations. Can you take your time and explain to me what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been a strong believer in our ability to do a couple of things that we do, I think, relatively poorly in healthcare. And the first is learn from other industries and apply the learnings from those other industries to healthcare. And the second is take small steps. I believe it was Sun Qi, one of the famous quotes that I've heard is, every journey begins with a small step. And the principle behind incrementalism and incremental improvements is we need to make these small steps and small changes. I think a lot of people focus on potential for exponential improvements. And whilst I believe that we can reach those exponential improvements, and, you know, we often hear cited the Ubers of this world or the Airbnbs, when you go back and look at their pathway to exponential innovation, it turns out that it was full of all of these small little incremental steps. So I think the combination of those two things, learning from other industries and specifically the small incremental steps that occur in other places that we can benefit from, and then specifically taking those small steps. And that actually proves to be a much lower risk strategy for anybody, because if you only take small steps, if they prove to be in the wrong direction, you haven't caused yourself significant damage or negative consequences, and you can actually improve very quickly and course correct. So it's a lower risk strategy. It also, in my view, gets you to that exponential improvement that we're all looking for in healthcare.
Well, I happen to agree with you on that, because last year, a great deal of money was spent in terms of crowdfunding and kickstarts and so on in the healthcare area, and many of the companies that I dealt with, they're no longer available. Everyone's looking for the wow factor, and the wow factor is it's there, but it's like it's a long shot.
Right. No, that's exactly right. I think, you know, we see a lot of people appear and disappear. I mean, you know, perfect case in point coming up in the very near future is the large healthcare IT conference, and I go to that on a regular basis, and what I notice is this sort of constant cycle of companies that appear and disappear. And, you know, if you try and take off too much as part of this process, what you tend to do is you put yourself at a higher risk of failure because you put so much into this, and if it proves to be, you know, poor choices or not economically effective, it can be the downfall. And, you know, my sense of healthcare is that there are so many opportunities for these small incremental improvements. And ultimately, that's what patients are looking for. You know, when you're down in the trenches and you're a patient and you're struggling with simple problem, I'll pick an example that I just find very compelling. You know, simple inhaler. Asthma is one of the biggest challenges, not just for children and parents of children, but also adults who struggle with these inhalers that ultimately were really quite complex to deal with. It required a lot of coordination to press the device and to trigger that at the same time as you inhaled and a big breath inhale. And we can actually design a device that takes all of the complexity out for a child especially, but I think it applies to adults as well. It says instead of asking them to do all of this, why not just trigger it in a way that says you create a trigger that's in the device so that all they have to do is to breathe in quickly and abruptly, but the device will do all the other triggering and get the drug into your lungs. And it sounds simple, but it actually took years to arrive at the patient interaction. And, you know, from my perspective, we ought to be doing more of those small things. What are these small changes that we can make in terms of design or in terms of perhaps workflow, simply locating departments in a facility next door to each other to improve the overall workflow so that it just becomes the natural course as opposed to forcing people to insert themselves into what seems to be an inappropriate workflow. And I think there's tremendous opportunity in that for innovation.
March the 17th, and although that's St. Paddy's Day, you're going to be the keynote speaker at the Trenton Computer Festival, and this is the very topic. I don't know if you're going to be able to cover all this ground that we just covered or what some of the highlights you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. You know, longstanding community and conference, real privilege to be invited and have that opportunity to present. I think, you know, healthcare is personal, and our ability to sort of help guide people through that personal journey, you know, hopefully inspire people as to how they might contribute, how they might engage. I'm looking forward to sharing some of that aspirational opportunity and also sharing some of those small improvements and some of the things that we've done. And I hope that, you know, some people will walk out of there with a renewed vigor of how I can be involved potentially in healthcare and how I might contribute to moving that needle towards, you know, fantastic care widely distributed at low cost.